There are many head-scratching poll numbers in the political domain, and while much of the data shows a disconnect between what respondents are saying and how they will likely vote, each party finds themselves failing to connect with voters under several surprising circumstances. President Biden enters the 2024 election year with the worst approval rating in modern political history. President Obama had the worst rating at -8, and President Trump was next at -6, but President Biden, with a -22, all of this according to the Gallup historical data, is the worst such figure since polling began in earnest before the 1956 presidential election. President Biden is also seeing some of his strongest support segments lose interest in the upcoming election. The three groups declining the most with regard to intensity to vote, according to a late 2023 NBC News poll, are Hispanics, Blacks, and young people, all core Biden constituencies. But the polling news isn't particularly rosy for Republicans either. Despite scoring their best numbers in history in terms of which party would best handle the economy, crime, the border, and helping the middle class, the latest ballot tests show former President Trump only in a virtual deadlock with President Biden, far below what one would expect to see after analyzing the issue matrix. Despite talk that many Democrats are wanting to replace Mr. Biden as the 2024 party nominee, such is not likely to happen. In the campaign year just concluded, the Biden campaign spent just under $50 million in advertising in the off year, which is an all-time record for a presidential campaign. Such spending is a good indication that the president has no intention of stepping aside. Iowa Republicans will kick off the presidential voting as they will assemble in caucus meetings on January 15th, the earliest voting date of all time. It appears that former President Trump is positioned to score a big Hawkeye State victory. Turning to U.S. House news, well-known Republican Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert announced just before the Christmas break that she will run for re-election, but not from the district that twice elected her. Instead, she will run in an open eastern Colorado district that is more heavily Republican. While her chances of winning the GOP nomination in a district that is 95% new to her are less than stellar, the Republicans will now have a much better chance of holding the western Colorado seat that she is vacating. In Utah, Republican Congressman John Curtis entering the open Senate race means there are now 40 open U.S. House seats headed into the next election. As candidate filing deadlines get closer in more states, we can expect to see this open seat number continue to grow. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.